This is Danielle.
I'm Gina.
And we're Organized Operations. So who are we and why do we love what we do? So I am a New Yorker transplanted down to Alabama, living or attempting to live the Southern woman life, which I have to text Gina consistently because I have no clue what I'm doing down here. It is a different world. If you're from the North and move South, get a translator. That's all I have to say for you.
I told you you needed a passport.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you? I've lived literally all over the world in foreign countries, and this is a very different world down here. So I moved into my dream house in December down here, just outside of Birmingham, Alabama, about 20 minutes from Gina. So the best situation ever to get to be near my best friends, and get to work together and do all kinds of things. But I am the mom of a 23, soon to be married 23-year-old who also, we bought a big enough house that has an apartment and all that stuff. So he lives with us and his fiance lives with us. And it's crazy down here, y'all. I'm learning to say y'all. I'm proud of myself. It's part of my normal language. My mother-in-law from up north caught me saying it to her the other day. So I'm getting there. But Gina, tell us why there's a trash can on the bookshelf behind you.
So I am a mom of one, a new mom, I guess you could say. He's my first, and he is 16 months old, and this is the evidence that he lives here. So right here, that's where my internet is. It's behind that big pillow, and I have that there to try and keep him from unplugging it at the most inopportune times. The trash can is sitting on top of my turntable because toddler. So that this is my, so if you, and then this behind me is Danielle's desk that also has stuff stacked on it from me trying to get it away from the toddler who's now crawled into the chair to grab it. So I have to move that chair into the middle of the room if I want to work in my office. So I am born and raised in Central Alabama. This is where I live in my hometown. It's where I met my husband. No, I'm not one of those people that never left. I thought I'd be cool and go to the big city and went to Atlanta for a little bit. It chewed me up and spit me out, and I came right back here. But I did try. So I'm from Alabama. I've been trying to teach Danielle how to survive down here. It's interesting, to say the least. Her first week here was probably one of my favorite set of text chains we've had in the years that we've been friends. She is the magnet for all the grandmamas here. And if you've never been to the South, something you need to know is the grandmamas will get you if you are out of etiquette, because they're from the generation of where it took a village and somebody would say something to you or your child if you were acting a fool in any way, shape, form, or fashion, which could also be running to the grocery store because you're out of milk and your hair is still wet, and then they're going to say something to you about your hair dryer. So it's just how it goes. Danielle, yes, when she got here, had purple hair. I warned her about that. So not to say that if you're inside the Birmingham metro area, there are more, you know, laid back type people and don't care if you have purple hair, but in the suburbs.
No, the grandmas still do. The grandmas still do.
I get it all the time. You know, like I'm tattooed, and I'll have you know, so on my arm, they're everywhere, and I'll have grandmamas in the store at Walmart. I'll have my baby. Oh my gosh, that's such a pretty baby. You're so beautiful. Why are you so tattooed? Why'd you do that?
Yep. I'm like, well, I wear so I'm from New York, and sarcasm is like 90% of our language, and I have a lot of t-shirts that have very sarcastic things on it, like I really don't care, that kind of thing. And I'll have the grandmamas complain about my t-shirts too. So I've started to wear things with nothing on them because
but it's because the response is, well, yes ma'am, I understand, you know, how you might, you know, like it, you know, that, you know, all the manners and stuff, you know. And so we, Danielle, it's better if she's silent. So
yeah, I tend to snap back,
which you're not supposed to do. It's rude. So yeah, you know, she's having to learn. Thank you notes. We're learning.
I actually have a box of thank you notes now, and I send them periodically. Gina has taught me well. So why do we love what we do? Part of why we love what we do is because we can live anywhere, do anything. Gina literally has a toddler at home. She has a consulting job right now that she's doing full time. as well as doing this. So she is doing consulting and raising a toddler and working with me. So we're crazy. I just got done with a huge consulting project, but that's why we love what we do, because we can do whatever feeds us, whether that's financially, spiritually, or just I'm bored and I need to do something cool right now, which is why I was doing some consulting jobs for a little while. I needed something cool to do, something different. And I also needed to explore and test out some of the things that I have been doing for my clients in the corporate world. So I try to take either things from corporate world and bring them down to my clients as they're growing, or take things from here and see if they can plug them into the corporate world. And I'll do that every so often. Gina does the same thing, which is what she's doing now, is process management stuff.
Yeah. And it's the reason we do that is because corporate elements still work in small business, and they're actually what will get you to the level that you want to. But obviously there's a mindset stretch there when it comes to reconciling corporate with small business. And that's one of the reasons why Danielle and I love what we do, is we are given the flexibility to pop in and out of corporate as we would like to, but stay where we love, which is helping other women have the freedom to be able to move around. You know, like as a young mom, Danielle remembers, you know, being a new mom once, and it's our children and being able to be with our children, be with our families is the singular most important thing to most wives and mothers. We want to be able to be there and be present with our family and take care of our families, also because we know that women carry the domestic duties. It's just, it is what it is. But we also, you know, the way of our world now is it's very hard to live on one income, and it helps to be able to contribute to your family financially, but be able to have the freedom to be present like you want to be. You know what I mean? Like, because when you have to work a full 40 hour per week job, and it's soul sucking, you're going, you're leaving, you have to drop your children off at daycare, then go to sit in a cubicle all day long where half the time you're done with your work by lunch, and you're just stuck there all day long because that's where you have to, because that's what they dictate. And then you leave, you go pick them up, then you come home, then you have all of your wife and mom stuff to do at the same time. And that's draining. It's emotionally, you know, physically, all of it. It's just, you're tired. We're tired by the time we're dropping the kid off. We're tired already. So like, that's why we do what we do. It's to help you be able to have that part of yourself where you're out, you're fulfilling your skills, you know, growing, learning as an individual and as a professional, but you're also able to do all the other things that you want to do that money can't buy, which is time.
And so many people, especially over the last year, this is August 31st, 2021. And with the last year, with the pandemic and all of that, people got a taste of having that freedom of working remotely, staying home with their kids, being able to interact more with their family, be on the road less gas money, less, and also more chaos. And people like me who have been doing this 25 years before it was even a cool thing to do, I've been working remotely since there were like two tools that you could use to work remotely. And now I was looking for something the other day and like there were 250 choices. I was like, man, I remember when there was one. Okay, now I feel old. But we all have gotten that experience. You all have gotten that experience for that last year. And so many people want that freedom. And I've been like, I've been doing this for 25 years. Yes, it's absolutely possible to make money and make the income you want. Now, we're going to have a caveat here. This is why I love what we do, but this is not something you're going to hear me or Gina talk about too often. Do we make good incomes? Heck yeah. I actually own two businesses. I'm co-owner in organized operations with Gina. And then I have a coaching business. I specifically coach ADHD entrepreneurs, if you can't tell, ADHD. But I work with them to help them create businesses and create the systems and time management and the micro habits and all of that they need to do. And then I do this as well. And I have been consulting. Yes, I'm ADHD, just pointing that out again. But we are six-figure entrepreneurs between our consulting gigs and just clients, just with clients alone, and not even consulting what I bring, counting what we bring in for consulting, Gina, we're at six figures. And no, we don't talk about that a ton because the six figure lifestyle is, and you're going to hear us knock that a lot. We do not appreciate that manifestation toxicity that is out in the online Facebook world, wannabe businesses. And I do call them wannabe businesses. I've worked with so many of those. I have fired the last client.
I worked with them, been abused by them.
Yes, we are very, very careful now. And I think more in alignment. And yes, you will hear me use words like alignment and manifesting, because there are
Real things.
They're real things, but there are toxic ways to go about that. And on Facebook and on Instagram, you see a lot of the toxic ways to go about that, where we have learned over the last years. I've been doing this 25 years. Gina has been doing this, I don't remember how long, Gina, 5-ish years. Okay. And her and I worked together for 3 to create some of these things and show you how to do it properly and show you how to do it with a good strategy. I mean, I talk about Becca. We talked about her in our first video. She is a client who has listened to us since almost day one and now making 30K a month without having to do 90% of the business. It operates when she sleeps.
Which is the point.
The point of owning and scaling business and being able to hire teams like us. But are we a cheap team? Yeah, are we a cheap team to hire? No.
No.
Not at all. The investment for somebody, for us, and to have a whole entire team doing everything for you is not a small thing. And you have to be ready and have that mindset to be willing to do that. And that's part of why we love what we do too, because when we get to work with clients that have a good mindset behind investing in the support they need, willing to listen to an expert and not micromanage us, we are able to thrive. When we're able to thrive, our clients thrive. When our clients thrive, we thrive. And each time that we do things, we level each other up. Rebecca hired a fantastic sales coach that I now get to work with, but she's a client, but I've been working with her for sales training and stuff and up-leveled things that I've been doing for 20 something years. There's always something to learn from somebody that truly understands how to do this. And every time we do that, we learn something new. We add to our toolbox. Our clients get more tools because we're able to do that. And I am the queen of learning something new all of the time. I have got 3 books on my desk right now.
Yeah, remember, I just did a whole course set on getting certified in agile project management. I mean, we're constantly learning. I did get a little thought that I want to throw out there. So when we're talking about the money and we're talking about investment, I want you to sit there for a second and, you know, back up for a minute, you know, to where we talked about corporate elements and whatnot. Think about your salary that you're making at your 9-to-5 job. That is your company basically making an investment in you to outsource and delegate that work to you. And you're not cheap, are you not? You don't ask for $5 an hour, do you not? So go out when you go to start looking to outsource and to delegate. Don't do it cheaply, basically, because you're going to get what you pay for. So if you're just looking to get some, you know, something off your plate, okay, fine. Make sure it's something simple and administrative. But if you're trying to actually grow and scale, you have to be willing to pay for that service, because you're asking people to pay you a pretty penny. What makes you think that the people that are behind the scenes are less than you? So keep that in mind. I'm not trying to insult you, but we have come across that with literally, except for Becca and Michelle, they're the only two people we have come across in our years in the online business space that have not been that way.
That are just completely just coaches and things. It's very hard for us to come across coaches, even though that's where we thrive and can really do stuff. And why do I say we could thrive? Because we real world test everything with my coaching business. I was able to take my coaching business in the last year because I really wasn't trying to do anything. I was working on building my agency. And took it to fully booked in 6 figures in less than
very
8
quickly.
Months.
It was very, very
8
quick
months.
We had an idea that we batted around, and we were just, I think it was one of our late night, Danielle had a weird idea things. And then we started texting. Yes. Our husbands were yelling at us incidents. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
We decided to try it. And here we are. Cause we're like, what do we have to lose?
8 months later, not only I'm fully booked coaching, I have one more slot left and I've got 3 prospective client calls for that one slot this week. but it's
you could try it on me. I should coach as far as productivity goes, but I have a toddler. So it makes it very, very hard for me to sit down and talk to people right now. Currently, I can't, unless you want to talk to me really late in the evening, which I'm sorry, after I've had a whole day of working my
computer, your brain is not there yet.
I don't want to talk to you. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I mean, it's just really what it is. I'm talking about not even my husband. I don't want to talk to the dog. Okay. So yeah, it just is what it is. One day though, we are gonna put me out there. We are actually actively working on a lot of that in the background.
Yep. And Gina is very much so. A lot of people are like, well, you do everything. Where do you do? I'm like, Gina is actively doing the 9,000 things behind me. And because again, I'm the visionary here. And it's constantly Gina has to rein me in all of the time because I'm always coming up with new things.
I don't have time to talk. I'm too busy trying to get Danielle to either stay on track or like help her get something out the door. Like I don't have time to talk to y'all. I'm sorry. Toddler.
There are five of these behind me. You can't see, you can only see four. There are five.
Technically six, because she's got a doodle over here on mine in my house.
Okay, six. And these are full of courses that I have created and have just got to package up and get out there. And Gina's trying to get me moving.
Over here.
Yeah. And you got a funnel over there. But we're always creating new, but we test them out thoroughly first. We have a small group of customers that we'll reach out to, and even a couple of VAs that we'll work with to help them further their business and help them. And we test everything thoroughly and make sure it is what we say it is before we release it. And frequently somebody will come back to me and no, this doesn't make sense. And Becca was just tested. I did a whole entire course on unapologetic messaging as a coach and how to connect and get passionate responses from your clients. And that Becca just tested that out for me. And I've got some more work to do there. We've got a Leave Your 9 to 5 course that's coming out in the next couple of weeks. If I can keep my internet on and not get sick again. And
Hurricane Ida.
Yeah, we just got kind of hit.
Hitting us.
Right now. So we don't only create these things and say they'll work. We test them out and verify they will work. We have reviews on every single one of them before we release them. And
both
it's the same.
Look at them too. Also, so they're two different sets of eyes or with two different ways of looking at it. Are looking at it.
And then we have my husband, who is also a business owner. He does something. He's a sales person. So he does sales, but he's also a project manager. He takes a look at everything for us too and gives us a third set of eyes. And then we test them out on other entrepreneurs. So we're always doing that and we're always learning. So Gina is going to laugh at me. So these are the three books I'm reading right now.
Ooh, this is really good.
I have not read this one yet.
It's really good.
With my coach. And so I have a coach. I actually have two coaches. I'm working with a sales coach for her, and I do some brainstorming because I help her with OBM stuff. She helps me with some sales ideas. And I am a sales trainer. I've done it for years, but it's always good to have somebody else's stuff. And so Becca's in her coaching course. She's doing a book club and I'm reading that. This book, if you haven't read this, this came out in like 2009 or 2014, something like that. Fantastic. And it's really about the strategy behind motivating yourself, not the...
I wonder if it's on Blinkist.
I have no idea. It's by Brendan Burchard.
Oh, and I love him. He did the High Performance Habits. Love him.
Yes. And then this one is a new one. I haven't started reading it because my husband stole it. So I've got it. Yeah, I've just got it back today. So I'm always reading.
It's on Blinkist.
Woo-hoo. So it's on Blinkist for those that may want it.
What was the other one?
Your next five moves. So yeah, Gina and I we're both ADHD. So you'll have us having conversations while talking to you. So your next five moves is really good business strategy, but not everybody thinks like this. This is where my brain is. This is how my brain operates. So I love reading and learning something new for somebody else that kind of thinks like me. It's very new. So it may not be.
Okay, that's fine.
And I'm always updating my certifications. I'm redoing my life coaching certification, my NLP certifications, and I actually added and am doing cognitive behavioral coaching certifications. But Gina does the same thing. She's constantly learning new OBM things and new project management things and new marketing things and YouTube. And we're always learning whatever the newest thing is out there so that we can support our clients.
Coaching. Yeah, because I have to, as an OBM, which most people don't know because it's a fancy buzzword right now, you actually have to be a very good leader and understand a lot from the leadership perspective, because it's more about motivation and client management than it is actually getting the things done, which is why it's not for the faint of heart. So if you're a VA out there calling yourself an OBM, you might want to rethink that.
And the nice thing about OBM, so OBM for those will probably get this question, is online business manager. So running an online business, it's really an operational, think of the COO, but for the small business world. And
Tina Forsythe has a book on it.
Yes, there are lots
She's
of books.
Creator.
Just say, She's Tina Forsythe.
Yeah, I'm certified through her. So like Tina Forsythe, her world is who trained me. And I'm going to tell you, if you're interested in being an OBM or even just learning more about it, what an OBM does and how it can help your business, Tina.
Yes. And the certification track that she has is fantastic.
It's fantastic.
I've worked with now three or four people who have gone through her certification, and the code of
code of ethics is what makes or breaks it. Sarah Noked was my OBM trainer, and she's fantastic herself. So, but the code of ethics is what I think is so important. And then also, obviously, they have a way of getting you in a really good referral network where you actually get to work with. And I'm not saying this to be like, this is not meant to be a dig or to be offensive. So for anyone that this offends, I'm sorry, but she actually has a way of helping connect you with legitimate businesses that are looking for remote workers, which is what helps a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And any good business networking does that. But I mean, I pay like $900 a month for one of the ones that I do. So there's, I get a lot of really great connections and networking, and I don't have to do my own sales most of the time anymore these days, because people just come to me through those networking events and those high level productivity and business. It's the upper level business connections that you really need to make in order to reach those upper level clients that you're looking for.
There's a whole world outside of Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook groups is, I mean, I meet some of my coaching clients there, because a lot of my ADHD clients do hang out on Facebook. So that's where I hang out to talk with them and stuff. But all of my reviews for my current clients are what brings me clients. So it's a really good, networking is always going to be a center of creating and growing a business.
Yes.
So why do we love what we do?
Yes, I said we'll circle back to why we love what we do. Is obviously you can tell that we're obsessed with it. We spend a lot of time immersing ourselves in it, in the world, understanding things, growing, learning, trying to stay on top of current trends, trying to stay on top of ourselves so that we can help our clients to the best of our abilities. Danielle has a whiteboard in my house. So we're obsessed. She was just here. We were hanging out that day. And we end up doing stuff like this. This is how obsessed we are with it. We can't hang out without coming back to having a conversation around this, because this is where our brains kind of live. And we're so passionate about it, because both Danielle and I have been there. We've been that desperate mom that just needs to earn a paycheck, but is desperate to stay home with her kid and not have to juggle a 40-hour work week. You know, we've been that woman that's desperate just to be able to make enough money, just to be able to make a car payment that month, you know, or to be able to eat, or, you know, to be able to keep the lights on in the house. We've been there. We've been that person. We've also been the frustrated, overwhelmed, overworked woman who's just going around, who's really busy, but is getting absolutely nothing done. We've been that person. We've been there, and we are on the other side of it now. And we're really passionate about helping other women get on the other side of that also, because quite frankly, the world can't go around without powerful women, because we're who run our homes. And the family is what is the backbone of our society, right? So without us, it goes to crap. But we also need to be able to take care of ourselves and to be healthy, because we're raising up the next generation. We want to raise good humans. Danielle has raised a great human. I am trying to raise a good human. He's mostly a gremlin, but we're working on it. So that's where our passion comes from, is because we're very family oriented at heart. And we know a lot of other women have that love and passion for their children, but also even the childless person. Like, even if you don't want to have a family, that's fine. We're here for you too, because you still need to be able to take care of yourself, because I've been the overwhelmed single, broke single person. It took me a while to dive off into the married land. I drug my feet pretty hard. And I did the same thing when it came to having a kid. I drug my feet pretty hard. So down here, I was considered an old maid by the time I got married and had a baby. So I've been there too. We've been there. And that's where our passion comes from, is we've been there and we want to help other people get on the other side of it, because it's pretty good on this side.
Yeah, it is. I love where we are now, because Gina and I get to, I mean, what we're doing now with organized operations. And for those of you that are like, wait, Danielle, aren't you part of Be Boss Girl? So Be Boss Girl is growing up. That's Be Boss Girl has gone from Facebook world type clients. And I say Facebook world type clients because they're people just starting out, don't know what they want to do, don't know how to do it. That's where we've been. Rarely want to invest in somebody like me. I had to grow up and I had to grow my branding up. And Be Boss Girl is still very much here. Be Boss Girl is my LLC here in Alabama, because it's an awesome name, I have to say. But organized operations is where we've grown up to and where we've migrated to and where we'll be talking a lot of the time. Those of you that watched us on the RBB morning show, we're gonna be doing this not quite as often as a daily morning show, but we're gonna be talking to you and we're gonna be here to support you as we move through here. And I'm bringing up my list of videos we're gonna be recording. We're gonna be talking about what a tech VA is. Ah, my video paused.
Yeah, you froze. There we go.
We're going to be talking about what a tech VA is and what skills a tech VA needs, an OBM, what kind of skills an OBM needs, who's a project manager, what is a brand strategist. We're going to be giving real world application and some training and some support and walking through all of those things with you as we continue, as we go on. And how do you start being an entrepreneur, and what are some of the things you need to do and invest in?
You just want to freelance so that you have the freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not in the cubicle hell that I was talking about earlier.
Yeah. And what's the difference between an entrepreneur and a freelancer? Because they are very, very, very different things. There's a different risk factor that comes with entrepreneurship that freelancing does not have. There's actually very little risk that comes with freelancing. But we're going to talk business strategy, marketing strategy, social media strategy. What tools do you actually need when you start a business? You do not need to be spending thousands of dollars a month on Kajabi and Active Campaign and all of these tools. How can you start in an economical way, but also grow in an economical way, so you're not making expensive mistakes in your business? So we'll be talking about all of that going forward. We look forward to hearing from you. We look forward to connecting with you. And please let us know how we can support you and what you need to know and what you are looking for in your day-to-day
ask
business.
Questions, because we'll do video topics on your questions. Like, we are more than happy.
So absolutely. Message us.
Your question. Yeah. Ask a question and your question could be the topic of the next video.
And we will tag you in it so that you get to see it and make sure that you see everything. Have a great day, everybody. Again, we're Gina and Danielle with Organized Operations.